Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, Theo, wait up.
Hey, Max. You have a free period now, too?
Yeah.
Well, I'm headed to the library to study, if you want to join.
Actually, I was hoping to talk to you.
Look, Max, I don't know anything about the investigation. I promise. My dad won't tell me anything.
No, it's not that. I mean, though, if you had even overheard something or know what the main theory is right now, No. Never mind. Just focus, Max.
Are you okay?
So this is kind of weird.
Okay.
Jenna's been getting these notes in her locker, like poems and stuff, and she wanted me to figure out who it was, and,
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you told her yet?
No, I didn't. I thought that maybe you'd want to tell her.
What? Why would I want to do that?
Because you have a crush on her.
Oh, Max.
What? You don't?
No, I... Oh, God. This is humiliating.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, sorry. I didn't mean... I just... Look, I think it's really sweet what you were doing. I read the notes.
Great.
And they were really good, Theo. Really romantic.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Jenna's a lucky girl.
You really think so?
I do.
Oh, then this is perfect. You can tell her for me.
What?
I mean, she wanted you to find out who it was, and you did. So now you can tell her.
But, Theo, if you know she's going to know it's you, wouldn't it be better to just tell her yourself? Ask her out?
But she might say no.
Okay, but that's true even if I tell her. Don't you want her to hear how you feel from you?
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about what I would do if she found out.
So you were never planning on telling her?
I was kind of just focused on writing the poems, if I'm honest. I never really thought about what she might think of them.
But you were writing those poems for her, right?
Yeah. You really think they're good?
The poems? Yeah. I mean, it's clear you really care about her.
Well, you know what they say. Poetry is the food of love. I guess the opposite is true, too. Love makes for good poetry.
I guess. Theo, if you're not going to do anything about it, I did promise Jenna I'd figure it out for her.
Yeah. It's totally fine. I get it.
So, you're okay with me telling her that you like her?
Sure. And if she doesn't like me back, well, I hear heartbreak is good for poetry too.
Right.
Anyway, I should get to study hall. You coming?
Actually, I've got other stuff I need to do.
Oh. Are you gonna tell Jenna now?
No, I'm meeting her after work. I don't much feel like sitting in a dark and quiet library right now.
Okay. See you later, Max.
Yeah. Bye, Theo.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. This is Chapter 5, The Truth.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good afternoon, Max.
Hey, Miss Honeywell. I'm so sorry about the other day with the...
Oh, no need to apologize. I understand where your father is coming from.
Joe isn't my dad. He's my uncle.
Oh, how nice to have family in town.
No, it's... my parents. They passed away a few years ago. So Joe takes care of me.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry, Max.
Yeah, me too.
He seems like he's a fantastic guardian.
He is, even if he's being stupidly overprotective.
You don't think you should be worried? That boy Riley is still missing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, which is why I think I can help.
Max, I understand being worried about your friend. Really, I do. But you need to take care of yourself. The last thing this town needs is another missing child.
Yeah, I know.
Chin up, Max. It's going to be okay. Why, just on my way here, I heard some people discussing the search party this afternoon.
What, they're doing another one?
I guess they want to look deeper into the woods this time. They'll find Riley, Max.
Yeah. Yeah, they will, right?
Yes. Now, the reason I'm here...
Oh, right. What are you shopping for today?
You, in fact.
Huh?
I was hoping to solicit your aid in a peculiar problem I'm having.
Really? You want my help?
Well, As you know, this town really is quite small and people do talk.
Guessing you've heard some stories about me.
Apparently, you're very good at solving town issues.
See? I can help with Riley.
Well, missing pets and stolen bikes are a bit different, I think. I don't say that to diminish the things you do, Max, but it might be best to work your way up to the serious stuff.
So, what kind of problem are you having?
It's the inn. There's been some strange noises this past day or so. I fear that someone may have broken in.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't want to distract the community watch group with this when they've got much more urgent things to focus on. So, I was hoping you could lend a hand.
You're sure my uncle didn't put you up to this? To keep me busy?
No, I assure you he did not.
Why would someone want to break into the Maplethorpe? It's not even open yet, right?
Exactly. It's practically empty. So I have absolutely no idea why anyone would be lurking about. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, it's foolish, but some of the noises, it almost feels as if the place is haunted.
What?
I'm not inclined to believe in such things, but the building really does have quite the history.
Oh, I am in. I am all the way in.
Excellent. I know you have school and work and all of that, so I was thinking maybe Saturday? Whatever's going on, I don't think it's a danger.
Saturday is perfect.
Lovely. I will see you then. Have a good day, Detective Miles.
Thanks. You too. Hey, Mr. Monty, is my uncle there? Hey, Joe. Yeah, everything's fine. No, not yet. Well, that's actually why I'm calling. We just got a new shipment of stuff in, and I offered to stay late to do inventory. Is that okay? No, I think we're planning on ordering a pizza. Maybe, like, 9 or so? No, you don't need to... What was that? Oh! Wow, great, thanks! No, she just said she'd give me a ride home. Yep. Of course! Love you too.
Were you calling for me?
Hmm? No.
Who was that on the phone?
Wrong number. Anyway, Till's all locked up.
Wait, it's only 4:30. Right, you've got that extracurricular thing today, I forgot.
Yep, exactly. Me and a friend are doing an environmental survey in the park.
Neat. All right, go on, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, bye!
What?
Not the answer you were expecting?
Theo? Theo has been sending me these notes?
Yep.
No, Theo and I are friends. There's no way. I thought we understood each other. This is a disaster.
Understood each other? What do you mean?
I thought Theo was like me.
Like too busy for dating, you mean?
Yeah, too busy for dating.
Well, I mean, after talking to him, I'm not sure that...
I mean, is he totally cracked? Never in my life have I thought about Theo Combs in that way.
If it makes you feel better, I actually think...
Because, like, even if dating was on the table, he shouldn't want to date me. And I would never want to date him. We'd want to date people like ourselves. Or at least, that's what I thought.
I'm sorry, Jenna. I'm totally lost.
Like another girl, okay? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to date Theo, not because he's not great and all, but because I don't see him in that way. In fact, I'll never be able to see him in that way because...
Because you want to date another girl.
Yeah.
Anyone in particular?
That's your first question?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, invested in your love life after all this. I'm curious.
Max, you always zig when I think you're gonna zag. No. No, there's no one in particular.
Oh.
What? What are you thinking right now?
No, it's nothing. I got swept up in the romance of these notes, I guess. I was kind of hoping this would all lead to you sailing off in the sunset with someone. And you thought Theo was the same way? That he wouldn't want to date you because he would want to date a boy instead?
Yeah. And I don't know, we never talked about it or anything, clearly. Maybe he does want to date boys too, but I just thought, it doesn't matter now. Our friendship is screwed up forever.
Why?
Because he likes me and I can't like him back.
I don't see why that has to ruin everything. And, well, for what it's worth, well, I wasn't planning on saying anything, but I don't think you'll be offended by it now, so.
What is it, Max?
I don't think Theo was really all that invested.
What?
Well, I told him that I knew it was him who wrote the notes, so that he could tell you himself instead of me. And he didn't want to.
See? I knew whoever was writing these was a coward.
Come on, that's not fair, Jenna. Theo's your best friend. He probably didn't want to mess anything up either.
Then why write them at all?
I think you're his muse.
What?
Yeah, that must be it. He seemed way more focused on his poems being good than anything else, and was going on about heartbreak is food for poetry or something. I don't know, I wasn't really following.
That sounds like Theo.
So maybe he was just playing a part. The poet in love with the beautiful muse.
Maybe.
I think you should talk to him.
You won't tell him, right?
Tell him what?
That I'm gay.
Oh. No, I don't think it's mine to tell. I am surprised that he doesn't know already. Aren't you guys, like, really close?
Yeah, we are. But I don't know, we don't always talk about real stuff, you know?
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me?
What, in all the heart-to-hearts we've had in the past few years?
Okay, fair. So, you didn't know in middle school?
What?
I mean, we were friends then, so I assume you hadn't figured it out, or otherwise you would have told me.
Oh my god, Max. How are you making this about you right now?
Sorry, I'm not... I just want you to know that you could have told me. You could have told me anything.
I was still figuring it out, okay? And it wasn't something I wanted to talk about until I had completely figured it out.
Did you think that I'd care? Because I don't. I don't think anyone would.
It's just... it's hard being different in Hastings, you know? It's easier to just go along with what everyone else is doing. And there are no gay people here.
My uncle is gay.
Okay, great. One person.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he's dating someone, so that'd make two people who aren't totally straight.
Really? Who is he dating?
I have no idea. But he's been spending large parts of the weekend out, and then he comes back all happy.
Gross.
I know. You don't think I understand what it's like to be different? I mean, every family in Hastings is like the perfect white bread, all-American, two parents and 2.5 children. And I'm me.
Yeah, you're you, president of the Hastings is the best place to live committee.
Just because I love Hastings doesn't mean I always feel like it loves me.
You're not alone in being raised by a single guardian person. Theo lost his mom, too.
I know. That's part of why I...
I'm sorry, Max. For whatever that's worth, I actually am sorry.
For what?
That Theo likes me. And that I don't like him, but you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Max. Everyone knows. Ironically, Theo is the one exception to that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I know why he wouldn't. He's been a bit distracted.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Besides...
What?
I don't know. Talking to Theo this morning about you... I wasn't nervous. For the first time ever. Ever since Ross told me that Theo wrote the notes... I don't know.
What? Theo liking me made him repulsive to you?
No, it's not that. It's... The poems were so beautiful, you know? So passionate. And then talking to him about them was...
He didn't mean any of it.
I didn't say that. Theo thinks the world of you. I don't know what it is exactly.
Theo is more passionate about the idea of love than he is about me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Classic. Prioritizing having a crush over who the crush is.
That's a pretty cynical way to look at things.
Yeah, well, understanding people has never been your strong suit, Max.
You're right. I don't understand how you could feel strongly enough to write poems for someone and not do everything you possibly could to tell them. I get being scared. I mean, I never told Theo how I feel, but if I were really in love with someone, I like to think I'd do anything for them. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
I have no idea, Max. Find me another girl in New Hampshire who also likes girls, and maybe I'll tell you.
Well, I've already solved one Jenna Ambrose love life mystery. I'm on a roll. I wish Riley was here. I feel like he'd have the answers, you know?
Riley's never dated anyone either.
Yeah, but he has that thing, you know? The fitting in thing that we don't. The perfect family. It feels like he has things figured out.
Yeah. I just hope he's okay.
Me too.
Any new leads?
I'm exploring a few avenues.
So, no.
Yeah, basically not. But speaking of, I gotta go. They're doing another search party.
Are you sure that's a good idea? After what happened last time?
I promise I won't go running around this time.
Hey, Max. Thanks. For listening. And for being cool with everything.
Of course, Jenna. I know we're not... that we're not as close as we used to be, but I'm here. I'm always here.
Yeah. All right, go be reckless and stupid.
I'm not being reckless or stupid.
You say that now...
Riley!
Riley!
Riley! Riley!
Come on, Riley, where are you? Is that?
Riley, where are you?
Why is Mr. Beatty breaking off from the group? Where is he going? It's just an animal, Max. Is that a cabin?
What are you doing?
Holy! Ross, what the? Why?
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Were you following me?
Were you joining the search party without a buddy?
I was late.
Uh-huh. So you walking around alone has nothing to do with the fact that Sheriff Combs would definitely call your uncle if he saw you trying to join the search again.
Look at me. I'm fine, aren't I? Now come on.
What? Where are you going?
Mr. Beatty is up to something.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Look, Ross. There's a cabin up there.
Okay, so what? We're in the woods. Woods have cabins.
But why is Mr. Beatty heading toward it in the middle of a search? Is it his cabin? Is this where he's been coming in the middle of the night?
I don't see him anywhere.
What?
Mr. Beatty, you said you saw him?
Yeah, I... Where did he go?
Maybe he's searching, like we're supposed to be doing.
Why are you even here, Ross?
Remember what happened last time?
But how would you know I would be here?
Come on.
Whatever.
What's your plan here? Just barge into someone's house?
I know I saw Mr. Beatty walking to the cabin seconds ago. But there's no lights on, so...
So maybe he's not there at all.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Come on, Ross. What's the worst that could happen?
You want me to go down the list?
If Beatty isn't in there, we can poke around, be in and out before he gets back.
And if he is in there?
We'll play dumb. Say we got lost on the search and are looking for help.
Oh, shit.
What? What's wrong?
That's a solid plan.
Knew you'd come around, Teller. Now let's go. Locked.
Is that surprising?
Maybe there's a back door. Or... Aha!
You can't be serious.
It's unlocked.
I think crawling through a window still counts as breaking and entering, even if it's unlocked.
Okay. I don't see anyone. I think we're clear.
Are we really doing this? We have no idea if this has anything at all to do with Riley.
Well, only one way to find out.
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis and Melissa Pons. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Morgan Elgerton as Theo Combs, Jacqueline Landgraf as Miss Honeywell, Ashani Kanakar as Jenna Ambrose, and Lauren Shippen as manager. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @atypicalartists on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.